Without naming the show I saw in order to avoid increasing its views, I just have to tell you something that really got me stirred up inside. It was a secular travel show on PBS, actually, and it included a host who proclaimed great tolerance and acceptance until he visited Christian missionaries. His tone transformed into that of hypocrisy and judgment as he asked trick questions about why they do what they do. For instance, he tried to impose the old lie that missionaries want to take
culture.
That sort of thing happened in a very limited fashion way, way back in time with some false and or immature Christians. The lie is so crazy wrong. True Christian missionaries share the gospel alongside amazing care and provisions while respecting and enjoying the best of each culture. The missionaries that he interviewed really did a fine job of showing that fantastic truth. Next, the TV host also tried to make them look like unthinking, cult-like followers of some sort of legalistic dogma, but it didn't work. The missionaries were very loving and answered him with gentleness and respect. Their eyes sparkled with the incomparable light of Christ. It inspired me, and I did some thinking. I'd love to see this happen more in my beloved country, and, frankly, on social media. I'd love to see people applying scripture as they reply, or, if the situation necessitates it, don't reply, to angry people with hateful agendas against true Christians. I'd love to see people love. Share God's love everywhere. On Facebook, in our neighborhoods, at the bank, the coffee shop, the hair salon, the pharmacy, the grocery store, etc. You get the drift. Love with God's love. Share the truth with love and not a shove. Big difference. I think of scriptures which talk about how we should respond. 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts set Christ apart as holy, acknowledging Him, giving Him first place in your lives as Lord. Always be ready to give a logical defense to anyone who asks you to account for the hope and confident assurance elicited by faith that is within you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Proverbs 15:23. A man has joy in giving an appropriate answer. And how good and delightful is a word spoken at the right moment? How good it is. Proverbs 26:4. Do not answer nor pretend to agree with the frivolous comments of a close-minded fool according to his folly. Otherwise you, even you, will be like him. Proverbs 15, verse 1. A soft and gentle and thoughtful answer turns away wrath, but harsh and painful and careless words stir up anger. I hope and pray that I will share God's love, share His truth with love. That's my heart's desire. With Christ, I can. And so can you. I think that deserves a hallelujah. The Lord always equips us to do what He calls us to do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us and for equipping us to do your work through your strength, for your glory, and with your love. Help us to reply with love. Help us to love others with your love in every situation and not compartmentalize anything, but just have a constant focus on you. Pray without ceasing, just focusing on you, sharing you everywhere we go. And Lord, I also pray with those who realize they've been actually rejecting you and they haven't been responding to you with love. Help us all to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength, and to love others as ourselves. I also pray with those who have not yet received you. Lord, come into our hearts. Forgive us of our sins. We repent. We are sorry for rejecting you. We believe that you, Jesus, died on the cross personally for me, for everyone, and that we just need to receive you, and we receive you now as Savior and Lord, and rely on you for salvation, not on ourselves and not on our good works, but on you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for rising up again, that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. I suggest that we all focus on one of the scriptures I read today or some other scripture that really addresses how we are to respond to people that have hostility, frankly. So look it up in your Bible. Look it up on BibleGateway.com or your Bible app of your choice. And really latch onto a scripture, make it your screensaver or something. Put it on a post-it and put it on your bathroom mirror, something. Because we all need to focus on sharing God's love and replying in a way that conveys His truth with love. Send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And remember to enjoy church, enjoy Jesus there, and enjoy Him everywhere. God bless you, my friends.